Now, we continue on the international influence that Robbie Shakespeare had. Now, this is where you hear the rock influence, and this ended up winning a Grammy, and it was how Lady Saw was on a major album and won a Grammy for her track, and it was several Grammys for the band, but this took them to the next level. This is No Doubt, and their song, a song I love personally. It's called Underneath It All, featuring Lady Saw with Sly and Robbie on drum and bass. It's this week's edition of your weekly podcast called The Reggae Shockwave. Answers on your radio. Listen to that drum and bass. Oh my God. Are you ready, Massive? Celebrating the life of Robbie Shakespeare. Oh my God.
There's times when I want something more, someone more like me. There's times when this dress rehearsal seems incomplete. But you see the colors in me like no one else. And behind your dark glasses, you're something else.
The song play long enough so you could hear Miss Lady Saw, former queen of the dance hall and her Grammy winning option. Here she is featured on Underneath It All from No Doubt.
Bedtime.
Are you ready?
From the start, send my SOS to the world. Send my SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my.
This week's edition of the weekly podcast called The Reggae Shockwave Lanso on your radio. Who do you think that was? Well, we obviously most should know that Message in the Bottle is an old Police song, but that was produced and recorded and played by Sly and Robbie, Robbie Shakespeare. Many times when I ask people, they think that is the Police version. Well, that is Matis Yahoo. For some reason, it's somewhat of a rare track done in 2007. And that is the same year they hooked up with one of my favorite singers. If you've ever heard me play out or around or even on the radio or whatever, this is one of my favorite singers. And they took him under their wing, toured with him, recorded with him. One of the greatest modern day lovers rock singers out of the UK, Mr. Big. Called The Real Thing, baby. When we play reggae music, ain't nothing but the real. Come on, people.
What we have is something special. To you I'll give my all and all. My love is unconditional. Good things come to those who wait.
I know your love was worth the wait.
My life is complete. Now I found you. No need to search no more. I found what I'm looking for. We've got the real thing, baby. In you I have no doubts. This is what it's all about. We've got the real thing, baby. The way I feel, you're the reason. 'Cause what we have will last through all seasons. Good things come to those who wait.
I know your love was worth the wait.
My life is complete. Now I've found you. No need to search no more. I found what I'm looking for. We've got the real thing, baby. In you I have no doubts. This is what it's all about. We've got the real.
Where you-
That is the sounds of Sinead O'Connor and doing her rendition of Down Presser Man from the original Peter Tosh. And what I realized, even the songs on her album that she did with Robbie Shakespeare and Sly Dunbar, is it's all songs that he was a part of originally. As we look back at like Night Nurse, he was on the original. If we go back to some of the other songs that ended up being covers, he was on all those songs. I'm sure that's there was some reasoning to that, because it made it easier for him to get and do those songs over. So in 2005, Sinead O'Connor recorded her 7th studio album and her first reggae album. She sings cover versions of classic roots reggae songs with production by Sly and Robbie. The album was recorded in Kingston, Jamaica at Tuff Gunk Studios and Anchor Studios in 2004, released by Chocolate and Vanilla on October 4, 2005. 10% of the profits went to support Rastafari elders in Jamaica. Now, earlier we played some Modest Yahoo, the Police song called Message in a Bottle from their EP No Place to Be. And Modest enlisted, of course, Sly and Robbie on the production. And this is also his second time where he worked with downtown legend Mr. Bill LaSalle. That was from 2007. Now we are going to jump to 2015, where Sly and Robbie helped project this band, the Nomads. Track called Romance. My name is Lance. On the radio.
I'll be waiting for you, baby. Just give me that chance. Let me pop. Let's do the clouds for you. I'll be waiting for you, baby. Just give me that one chance. Let me part. Let's do the clouds for you, baby. I've been wanting for you to know the way that I feel. I heard that you've been calling. Special and real, but I know I can make it better. Oh, and I can stick by you in any weather. Oh, and if you want someone to stay true, no, no, then I can be the guy for you.
As we feature and celebrate the life of Robbie Shakespeare, Robert Shakespeare's part of Sly and Robbie Boy, I wonder what Sly's going to do. This has got to be a rough one for him. I'm sure we'll hear as time goes along. We're going to back up a little bit and before we wrap up this program and let you know that through the years, especially early in his career, Robbie Shakespeare played with Joe Gibbs in The Professionals, the Cuckoo Baya material, the Black Disciples, The Professionals, the Ringcraft Posse. And if you didn't figure it out, because he played with Peter Tosh, he was part of Word, Sound, and Power, which was Peter's backing band. Now, as far as influences, Jackie Johnson of the Maytals, which is Toots's band, Boris Gardner and Ashton Family Man Barrett of the Wailers were Shakespeare's biggest influences. In fact, the only drum and bass duo to rival Sly and Robbie was the Wailers, Ashton, and his brother, Carlton Barrett. Robbie played on Concrete Jungle by the Wailers, Bunny Wailers' Blackheart Man, and Burning Spear's classic and epic album called Marcus Garvey. You know, he's played on everything from Beatty Man to Sean Paul to Ine Kamosi. And, you know, it's so sad to see him go, but he has left a legacy. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot more music coming out that has yet to be released, and we look forward to that. And, you know, he's been survived by his wife, Marion, and a son named Mikhail. And before we wrap it up, there was another Black Uhuru member that recently passed away, Mr. Garth Dennis, a co-founding member of the band Black Uhuru, died at the age of 72. Dennis helped form Black Uhuru in Jamaica in 1972. He left in the mid-70s to join the Wailing Souls and returned back in 1985. He continued with Black Uhuru until 1997 when the group lost its name in a legal battle with former member Ducky Simpson. In 2015, he released his last solo album called Trenchtown 19, 3rd Street. Check it out if you can. As we leave you from his last album called Red Hills Road, is Robbie Shakespeare, released in the early part of 2021. We're going to leave you with a track called When Love Is New, featuring Peter G. and, of course, Sly and Robbie on this week's edition of your weekly podcast called The Reggae Shockwave, courtesy of Culture Shock. My name is Lanso. Always a pleasure to do this for you. And, of course, 2021, we've got the best of coming up. Stay tuned. We love you, and we love playing reggae music for you.
Funny things happen. that's when love gets cold. So let me and you make a pact, a promise to each other. Or as long as we live, as long as we love, let's always